Good afternoon, everyone. Welcome to the Sports Geeks Podcast from sportsgeeks.com. I'm here with my buddy Pat from the sportsgeeks.com. I'm Alex Chalupka. This is our weekly NFL podcast we do for week 8. It's going to be a day late. We had some scheduling conflicts. No big deal, though. So you'll probably be getting this on Saturday, just in time for NFL action on Sunday.
Yeah, I'm sure you're twitching from withdrawal right now for not getting to listen
absolutely.
To it, but it's on the way. It's on the way.
Our 30 fans. All right, so let's just last week, so what we do our picks for the week. Last week I was 10-3 with the picks. Pat was 8-5, which brings us to, we're both tied right now at 74-29, which is better than all of the ESPN experts with the exception of Adam Schefter, who's tied with us.
That's pretty impressive. I think we need to bump a few guys off there.
Eric Allen, who sucks, and Mark Schlereth, Stink.
Stink, yeah. What a nickname. He's doing okay. He's 70-33, but I don't know. For some reason, that guy just gets on my nerves. I listen to ESPN on the radio in the mornings when I'm driving around and stuff, and he just bugs me. I don't know what
to
do.
I don't like him either. He seems like a guy that's only in media because he played football. Just kind of, he seems stupid. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't see him being an NFL analyst if his job wasn't
like.
That
there's guys NFL. That play that seem like they study and stuff, and he's not one of them. I mean, I don't know. I just don't like him.
Yeah, and I'm fine with people being critical of different people playing different positions, but he acts like he can be critical of all the positions from a player perspective when he didn't play all those positions, but just the perspective and the slant and sometimes the almost personal attack.
Yeah,
he
gets so
guys.
Offended. Like, he's like, get in the locker room, get in the locker room. No.
Yeah. All about like, oh, that wouldn't happen in our day. You know, you'd get knocked down for saying stuff like that. He acts like he played in the 1930s when they didn't wear helmets and, you know, the men's
like,
hands.
He's
so.
Like, who do you like? I like Jaworski. He knows his stuff. Mm-hmm. I like Chris Collinsworth. He doesn't just sit at home and, like, pick his nose all day. All right, anyway, moving on. Bye weeks for this week for Cincinnati, Kansas City, New England, Pittsburgh, Tampa Bay, and Washington. Mm-hmm. Let's just get right into it. First game of the week, Denver at Baltimore.
You're not going to like me for this one, but I'm going to take Denver. I just think they've given me more reasons to believe in them than the Ravens have. I don't know what Ravens team is, you know, going to show up, I guess. And I just think the Broncos are a more consistent team up to this point.
Yeah, well, I'm going to go with my Ravens. They're 3-3. They need a win. They lost, like, three tough games. They definitely haven't played the way they did the first 3 weeks, but I don't know. They got a couple bad breaks, so.
I'm sure you'd agree with me saying that they're a better team than their 3-3 record shows.
Yeah, I'd say so. So I'm going to go with them, maybe hopefully bounce back. Hopefully they had a bye, so hopefully they had time to work on some stuff with the defensive backs, maybe a little,
mm-hmm.
little kicking game, and hopefully they'll get the win. Next up, powerful St. Louis at Detroit.
Yeah, what a great game. I was hoping that this would be, going into this game, they'd both have no wins, so that made it special for them. But Detroit has won. I think they're going to double up. They'll get their second win. St. Louis is looking like they could do a nice 0 for the season. They got one more decent shot after the Lions, and that would be week 14 against the Titans. But, I don't know.
Yeah, I'm going to go with Detroit, too. St. Louis scores like 8.6 points per game, which is awful. It's like the third worst or the worst offense by points per game and the third worst defense by points per game. Detroit.
I bet the Yankees average more runs a game than that. So.
Probably. So I'm going to go with Detroit too. Seattle at Dallas.
I'm going to take Dallas here. I know we talked week two, week one about the media's falling out of love with Tony Romo and how for me, it was out of left field. They're just attacking him. But since that fallout in week two, he had a bad game that week. He's gone 3-1. Only loss coming to Denver, and that was by 7 on the road. And he's thrown 5 touchdowns and 1 interception since then and 2 300-yard games. So yeah. I'm going to go Dallas, and I think he's improved a lot since that whole whooping he took by the media.
Yeah, they beat Atlanta last week, which is good, thanks to Miles Austin.
Mm-hmm.
Destroyed me in fantasy football.
And he destroyed a lot of people, I think.
I don't know why anyone was starting him last week. He had one big...
What are the odds he has back-to-back? Just
yeah,
unbelievable.
Yeah, it was monstrous. I don't get it, but anyway, I'm going to go with Dallas, too.
Okay.
Next game, Cleveland at Chicago.
I will take the Bears at home. They've lost 2, including that ass-kicking they took last week from the Bengals. That was awful. But that being said, the Browns are, as a team, only completing 49% of their passes. And I was just kind of looking at their stats. They have more fumbles with 3 than they do rushing touchdowns, 1. And the receivers have an equal number of fumbles to touchdown ratio.
Yeah.
It's 3-3. So, not good.
Yeah, not Cleveland's good. Not good. I'm going to go with Chicago, too. They at least show some signs of life compared to Cleveland, who's just miserable, bad quarterbacks, bad all the way around. So, next one, Houston at Buffalo.
I will take the Texans here. They beat 2 good teams in a row now. Cincinnati is really good, and the 49ers can hold their own. Buffalo's defense is really bad. It's 27th in the league. The offense is much better at 22nd. I think the Owens experiment, I can pretty much say at this point, is a failure.
When's the implosion coming?
I said week 7, and that was last week. So something's got to happen between now and Sunday, Terrell. So prove me right and have a little freak out Saturday night. So
yeah, I'm going to go with Houston too. Buffalo, they're like a borderline. They're trying to join that list of awful teams.
Mm-hmm.
They're all right on the edge there. Houston, they're pretty good. I like the offense there. So.
Yep.
All right, next up, your Minnesota Vikings at Green Bay Packers.
The biggest, most overhyped game.
Far, far, far.
I will still take Minnesota here. I don't know why Green Bay is getting as much hype as they are. They're favored in this one. I'm sure a lot of that has to do with being at home.
Yeah.
But 3 of their wins have come against Detroit, Cleveland, and St. Louis. They played the Vikings pretty good last game at the Dome, but Jared Allen was all over Aaron Rodgers, and I don't see that changing. And the Vikings' offense is better this time around. So
all right, I'm actually going to go with Green Bay at home. Hope maybe if they learn from that first game, do a little to try to stop that defensive line. If not, then it's over. But hopefully they've done a little work, and I can pick up a game on you here.
Yeah, that really is a big key, I think, though. Because if he can – Rodgers is a good quarterback, but you're going to make mistakes even if you're a great quarterback when you have those guys breathing down your neck all game.
Yeah, I think that was the main factor of the last game.
Because Aaron Rodgers played a good game.
Yeah, he had an okay game statistically, but it could have been better. He was getting – didn't he – I think I heard 8 sacks in that game.
Yep, I think so. I think, Jared Allen had 4.5 that game. Yeah. Going back to last week with the Vikings, did you catch that tripping call that – called back a touchdown and kind of unraveled from there.
No, I missed that. Or I heard about it, but I didn't see it. Was it?
And I can't blame it on just that, but the player basically fell down. The Viking fell, the blocker, and as the – now I'm blanking on who they played. Oh, the Steeler guy ran around him, caught his feet on the way down. The guy didn't stick him out to trip him. We scored a touchdown on that play. It got called back. The next play, Favre was stripped, and they ran it back. So the Vikings were a couple calls away from being undefeated. But that being said, go back a week and they were a field goal away from now losing 2, which you are very well aware of. So.
Yeah, that was not a good day. All right, next one, AFC East, Miami at New York Jets.
Miami, again, probably one of my favorite teams to watch this year. And I'm going to take them to win this. They could have beat the Saints last week in what I guess arguably could have been the biggest upset of the year so far. I looked up some stats, too. Ronnie Brown's getting 4.5 yards a carry. Ricky Williams is 5.7. So when you run like that, you really don't need a prolific passing game.
Yeah.
So.
I'm gonna go with the Jets though. It's at home there in New York. They're coming off a couple of losses or three losses maybe. They're 3-3 now.
Yeah, well they just beat Oakland bad.
Oh yeah,
so.
Okay. So they're
and Mark Sanchez was
oh they're
eating
4-3
hot dogs
now.
On
Yeah,
the
you're right.
sideline. So you heard about that, right? The hot dog
Oh yeah,
thing.
that was stupid. I don't
Yeah.
know why anyone even cared that he ate a hot dog. And
Yeah,
people are
well,
making a
they were
big deal
blowing
about
up
it,
on.
like, you shouldn't eat a hot dog on the sidelines.
Oh, guess who was one of those
Sure.
people on ESPN radio to say, yo, yeah, he was all
Oh,
over that. Yeah,
yeah, that
just.
doesn't make sense to me. Does it matter? They're like, he should be eating
No.
an energy bar or something. Like, it's a, who cares?
Yeah,
I don't know.
exactly. Yeah,
So he
I
gave some
didn't
hot
get
dogs to charity, and everyone feels better about it now.
it. That was funny.
All right, next game we got San Francisco at Indianapolis.
Guessing we'll both pick the Colts
Yeah.
here. That's who I'm taking. I didn't think I would ever be able to say this, but I almost want to say Indy is underrated or underhyped this year. I just think for the season Peyton's
Yeah.
having, they don't talk about him as much as they normally do. So that's kind of weird to me. They have a fairly easy schedule, so that might kind of play into it, or so far up to this point. But Peyton's playing as good as ever, and we're just not hearing as much talk. I'm not complaining about that because I got sick of hearing about him for a while, but I'm surprised it hasn't continued as much.
Yeah, you're right. I'm gonna go with the Colts, obviously. And then the Indy defense has been underrated, I think. They're only giving up, I think, 77 points. And I think they're getting Bob Sanders back this week.
That makes a big
So
difference.
that's definitely gonna be a win for them, especially at home. So.
Yep.
All right, next up, some more crap. Jacksonville at Tennessee.
Yeah, another great game. Tennessee is favored by this one by 2.5 points, and I don't know how a team that hasn't won becomes a favorite over a team that has 3 wins. Jacksonville isn't good, but I don't want to put my faith in Vince Young in his first game back as a starter.
Yep. I'm actually gonna go with Tennessee though. I think they gotta get a win at some point. I don't think they're that bad. And Vince Young, I mean, he played well those first couple. I mean, not great, but kind of all right. So I think here's what I think will happen. I think he'll have a big game this week. They'll get their win, and then that'll be it. He'll suck the rest of the year. They'll go 1-15, and then
So he won't have the first game jitters, but for some reason
I think no, it's gonna be one of
after
those
the fourth
deals
quarter.
where he plays out of his mind and then they come back to earth. That's my
I
prediction.
could see that
I
happening.
don't know.
Yeah, I could see that happening. Yeah.
All right, next one, Oakland at San Diego.
I'll take the Chargers here. I think big blowout game potential here as Oakland got blanked by the Jets last week. I think the Chargers should have their way with them and possibly a big fantasy day for some of
Yeah.
those San Diego Chargers.
Yeah, I'm gonna go with the Chargers too. I haven't looked up Jamarcus Russell's stats lately. Are they still bad? Let's see.
Yeah, I don't know if they've
Yeah,
gotten much better.
46% passing, 2 touchdowns, 8 interceptions.
Do you think there are quarterbacks in the NFL who could have a higher completion percentage throwing with their
Oh,
offhand?
probably. I wouldn't
I
doubt it.
would bet. No, I think I would think Peyton could hit some guys with his left hand. So,
Who have I seen do that? I think Roethlisberger I've seen throw with his left hand.
switch it up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think he could do it. I don't know. He seems like one of those guys. So San Diego's a pretty clear pick on that one. What do you think about them? What do you think the outlook for them is in that division as far as catching Denver or not?
I don't know. I thought Denver maybe was going to come back down to earth by week four, but I think they've proven me and a lot of other people wrong. I don't know if I see them catching Denver. I think Denver is, they're not going to go undefeated on the year. They're
Yeah.
just not. But I don't think, it's not a mystery anymore. They're a good team. I think we can admit that. I think right away people are saying, oh, it's a fluke. We don't know what's going on, but they're a good team and I think they're going to be tough to catch. And they get some of those home games late in the year, get that weather factor going. So, what are your thoughts on that?
I'm gonna agree with you. I think San Diego might they may make a, I don't know, they're coaching. San Diego, it seems like they have a lot of talented players and it just doesn't work out. And I think that's the main advantage for Denver. So Josh McDaniels done an excellent job. So I don't really see them. Maybe they'll make a run and get close, but Denver, I mean, they're already up 3 games, so probably not.
Yeah, and looking at their schedule, they got Kansas City twice. They got Oakland once. They do have some tough games. They got Baltimore, Pittsburgh, the Chargers, the Giants, the Colts. So it's half and half, I guess. But
All right, next up, Carolina at Arizona.
This game, I will take Arizona, coming off that big win against the Giants. And I think DeLome is still trying to figure out what colored jerseys his team wears each week, because is he not starting this week? I heard.
I think, who else are they going to start, though? I don't.
Anybody at this point?
Hold on. It's probably him, though. I don't. Who else do they? They have, like, don't they have AJ Feely? Who else? Let's see.
I guess I don't know at this point if he's just not playing well. You got some talent there. I don't know. I guess I don't know. It'd be a tough call. I don't know, because he has that. I mean, DeLome was good. Not.
Yeah, I think they said that they were going to look at it at the start of the week, and then they decided to go with DeLome anyway.
Okay.
They have three more. They have AJ Feely, Josh McCown, and Matt Moore. But that's
I'm not
really
sure. Stellar option.
Not a lot of accomplished.
No,
guys there.
No savvy veterans there.
Yeah. So I'm going to go with Arizona, too, at home.
Yeah.
All right, next one, New York Giants at Philadelphia.
Pretty good game here, I think it could be at least. I'm going to take, actually, Philly. A lot of it has to do with them being at home. New York really hasn't looked that good the last 2 weeks. Since 2 weeks ago, I thought they were one of the best teams, if not top three for sure.
Yeah.
Eli sometimes just isn't the same QB on the road. I think the weather's supposed to be okay, so that favors well for him, because I read something this week on his stats, and cold weather games is not good. So, but regardless, I'm going to take Philly in this one, I think.
All right. I'm going to go with the Giants. They're coming off a couple losses, so, and Philly seems inconsistent. Philly's 3-3, I think, but they've played Carolina, Kansas City, Tampa Bay, Oakland, and Washington.
Yeah.
So the only tough game they have was against the Saints, and they got whooped like 22-48.
Yeah.
So I mean, it's a division game, so it'll probably be close, but I like the Giants.
All right.
And then there's no Sunday night game this week. I have no idea why.
Oh.
It's kind of disappointing.
Yeah.
I look forward to that every Sunday evening.
Is there baseball on Sunday night?
There
I bet there
be.
Is. I oh, bet there
that
is.
That might be it.
Yeah.
All right. But Monday night game, we got Atlanta at New Orleans.
I'm going to take the Saints here. Atlanta's defense is not bad, but it's rated 21st, which might be a little deceiving. But I think they got to really maintain ball control if they're going to try to hang with New Orleans, because a shootout game does not favor Atlanta here whatsoever. You just don't want – and at the same time, you don't want to play catch-up with New Orleans, because they can turn around and score as quick. So.
Yeah, New Orleans is 39.7 points per game.
That's
which is
crazy.
The next team on the list is at 29.8, so it's almost 10 points more than any other team.
They're going to approach some of those greatest show on turf records that the Rams, and then the Vikings had that awesome year too with Moss.
Yeah, they're definitely in that category.
Mm-hmm.
Them and the Vikings, and then the Patriots from a couple years ago.
Yep.
Super high points per game
mm-hmm.
category. All right, so that does it for the games for this week. Now we're going to go talk a little fantasy. We should have like some little intro music when we switch over.
Can it be like some sad failure music, since we rarely get anything right?
Yeah, I'll work on that.
We need something depressing.
Work on that for next week.
All right.
All right, so we had a couple questions from people on Twitter that we want to mm-hmm. address, because we appreciate the feedback and such. First one from, let's look it up here, from AirT08 on Twitter. Yes, for who he should start for this week, Mark Sanchez at Miami or Brett Favre at Green Bay? What do you think?
I think I'm going to take Favre at Green Bay. Sanchez, hit or miss, and really for Favre, too. I mean, he didn't throw any touchdowns last week, but Favre in those big-time spotlight games, I just don't see that he will have a bad game,
yeah.
And I think they're going to let it. I mean, last week, I think Favre threw 52 times or something just ridiculous like
yeah.
that. And I think they're going to let him air it out a little bit. So.
Yeah, I'm going to agree with you. Another thing I didn't think about till just now was Sanchez is against Miami, and Miami can eat up the clock. They had something like 40 minutes of possession in that Colts game that they lost anyway. But the thing is, Mark Sanchez isn't going to get probably the opportunities that Favre will.
Right, I think Favre will have more attempts, and it's just that I just don't see him backing away from the chance to kind of stick it to Ed Thompson. So
yeah, all right. So thanks for the question. Next one from MJB Tompkins on Twitter. Yes, Kevin Smith home versus the Rams, or Ray Rice home versus Denver.
I think I will go with Ray Rice here. We talked a little bit about this one before, but he's putting up some ridiculous numbers. And I know Kevin Smith is playing the Rams, but that may not factor in his, or, you know, kind of play out in his favor, because if they're dominating the Rams, which they very well could, Kevin Smith, he'll get some carries, but they're not going to be trying to punch it in the end zone the whole game. So I'll go Ray Rice. He's just been good.
Yeah, I'll agree with you. Ray Rice is definitely the number one guy now. McGahee was kind of stealing some of the spotlight earlier in the year, but as you guys know, I'm a Ravens fan, so Ray Rice is my boy right now. Kevin Smith, you know, they're playing against the Rams, and when those two crappy teams get together, you never know what might happen.
Yeah, it could be one of those baseball scores, you know.
Yeah, it could be
six to three
or like 7-9.
Yeah, there's no guarantee on a shootout. So, just
so I feel like Ray Rice will definitely get some opportunities, and he's been real active in the passing game, actually, so yeah, it's a good...
That bodes well for him.
Yeah. So then part two of his question, Crabtree or Bernard Berrien this week?
To me, this one, it depends on if he needs the better bet, kind of more consistent, probably Berrien, just because he's got Favre, and I think Favre's going to get the throw. But if he's got a little wiggle room and can maybe take a risk, Crabtree might be a good risk, because while Berrien might get some targets, Favre is throwing to Percy Harvin like they've been best friends for years and years.
Yeah.
So
and they have Sidney Rice, too.
He's been playing awesome lately.
They kind of split. Like, who's the number one guy? Do you really know? Like,
no, I think Sidney Rice has been the past couple weeks just big plays, but Harvin's got that threat, too. You know, just throw those quick screens. So I think Berry might want to avoid him. I think Crabtree has bigger opportunity for that bigger game. So
yeah, I'm going to go with Crabtree, too. He played all right last week, even though it was his first week. And then they're going against Indianapolis, so probably be 20-0 before you even turn it on. And so they'll be throwing or trying to throw at least.
Yeah. Yeah. You want to pick receivers who are going to be playing in catch-up games when their team is down. So
yeah. So I think I like Crabtree there. All right. Thanks for the question. Now we'll just move on to where we try to pick who we think will be the number one fantasy players this week at running back, wide receiver, quarterback, and tight end.
Mm-hmm.
Last week we missed them all again. As usual.
Right.
Number one quarterback last week was Carson Palmer with 29 points. Number one running back was Ricky Williams, the pothead, with 27. Wide receiver, Miles Austin, which we kind of touched on earlier.
Back to back.
And then tight end, Vernon Davis, 27 points.
Yeah, three second-half touchdowns, I think. Just ridiculous.
Definitely a guy that can put up a big game. I think he had a huge game a couple weeks ago.
Yeah, I think he had a multiple touchdown game too. So,
I don't know. He's somebody you might want to look at. I can't tell if he's ever going to develop into a consistent guy, but
still. Yeah, he was highly touted coming out of college, and he's physically a freak of nature too. But sometimes that doesn't translate into a great football player, though. So,
yep. All right. So for this week, who you got at quarterback?
I'll take Drew Brees just at home. I think Atlanta might be good enough to maybe put a little pressure on him to make him score some points. So I'll take Brees at home.
All right. I got a sleeper here. I'm going to go David Garrard. Tennessee, they're playing against, allows the most fantasy points against two quarterbacks. And then he had 25 fantasy points against Tennessee a couple weeks ago.
Nice.
All right. Running back.
I'm going Peterson, and I know I mentioned earlier he only had 55 yards against the Packers, but kind of the same thought process I went through last time. The focus is going to be on Favre. All the attention is going to be on him, and I just see Peterson maybe breaking one or two for some decent runs. And speaking of attention on Favre, I haven't seen this official, but heard it from a friend that Fox Sports is going to have a camera on Favre the entire game, not just while he's on offense, the entire game, and they're going to streamline that on their website so you can see what Favre is doing during commercials.
Yeah, maybe he'll try to sneak a hot dog or something.
Oh, wouldn't that be something?
Yeah. All right. I'm going to go with Matt Forte. It's a little bit of wishful thinking. I have him on a couple fantasy teams. Hasn't really worked out this year. But they're going against Cleveland, who is bad. They'll probably be ahead, maybe. I don't know. Depends on how many picks Cutler throws, but they could be ahead, and they could just be running the rock, hopefully.
Yeah, piling up some stats.
That's, like I said, that's mostly wishful thinking.
Because he's been a disappointment for fantasy owners this year.
Yeah, big time.
That's probably an understatement. So.
Yeah. Yeah, I had a number four pick in two leagues. Both leagues got Matt Forte. Didn't work out.
No.
All right, wide receiver.
You know what? I'm going to get it while the getting's good, and Miles Austin, I'm going to take him again. He's the big threat for Big Dallas, so wide receiver arguably might be the biggest crapshoot out of any of these four spots, so, you know, I'll just go with it. So.
All right, I'm going to go with Andre Johnson. He's been putting up a lot of yardage. He gets a lot of targets, and they're playing against Buffalo.
Yeah, it's a good combination.
All right, tight end.
We'll take Tony Gonzalez here. Again, that big, reliable target. And if they have to play catch-up all game against the Saints, he's probably their biggest wide receiving threat. Although Roddy White's been a little better, but
yeah.
I like Gonzalez.
That's
this
a good
week.
Pick. Almost went with him, but I'm going to go with Owen Daniels, also from the Houston Texans, against Buffalo. He's been real good the last couple weeks, and hopefully if I pick him and Andre Johnson, I can get at least one right.
One of them. That way you don't have to cuss if one's taken, all the other one's touched.
Yeah, that would piss me off.
Yeah.
All right, that about does it for this week. Pat, you got anything else you want to mention?
I just wanted to thank everybody who was able to join our NBA fantasy. Talked about doing an NBA podcast here soon enough. So.
Yeah, we're going to do a little NBA thing. You're whooping me right now on that, like 2-6.
Yeah, I saw that.
It was close. I don't know what happened.
Yeah, Dirk had a big game. I'm kind of looking tonight. But it's fun. So, yeah, thanks, everybody.
Yeah,
for
thanks, everybody, for you know, sending us. Thank you, everyone, for who sent us a tweet. Even though if we didn't get you in, we appreciate it. We'll probably try to do another similar thing for whenever baseball season rolls around, get a fancy league going for that.
Definitely.
All right, that about does it. Thanks for listening, everybody. Tweet us on Twitter, @TheSportsGeeks, or shoot us an email, podcast@thesportsgeeks.com. Send us your fantasy questions or feedback or whatever. We'd love to hear from you. And we'll see you guys next week.